This is brought to you by Yeshua Yayan, coming to you from Yale Capital. This is brought to you by Yeshua Yayan, coming to you from Yale Capital. What we used to know as an old economy right now is gone. It's gone, gone, gone. If you're hoping that at the end of the coronavirus episode, you're gonna resume to normal life, hey, everything all good, I'll find out that it was looking so bad for me. The truth is, you need to have overthink. Many businesses are gonna go under once this is resolved. Many people are gonna lose their jobs once this is done. Many people are gonna lose their properties, they're not gonna be able to pay rent, because imagine all starting what's happening, even in the United States, all they're getting is a deferment on the rent. Meaning, if it takes 4 months for the episode to end, it means that on the 4th month you need to pay up rent of month 1, month 2, month 3, and month 4. The government is only making the package of the maximum package being made available is $1,200. The middle class has not been taken care of. The rich are given the opportunity to take as much loan as they can at the repayment rate of 1%. If you did not prepare in the last season, prepare in the next season in case something like this happens, so you're going to be in the position of the rich, so that you have access to take as much money as you can, as much as you want, at the 1% repayment ratio, because the poor is gonna be swallowed once this is ended.
Yeah, I know you wanna get ahead in what you're doing. I know you wanna be in the right position in what you're doing. I know you don't wanna get stuck where you are right now, because it's looking really bad. Like when we talk about red, or the quadrat. And I don't want you being in that very dangerous situation. So I'm here trying to get you to know what you have to do to be relevant in the new economy. If you don't know, if you're doing some of this, you need to put in more effort. Well, with everything I'm going to tell you today, if you don't do 3 things right now, it's never going to help you. Number 1 is learn. Number 2 is believe. And number 3 is apply. If you don't learn, if you don't believe, and if you don't apply, every single thing I say right now would not be of help to you. It's just gonna be a waste to you. He who gains knowledge and does nothing to do with it, and he who has no knowledge in the same confederation. And I don't want you to be in a position whereby you have a lot of knowledge and you're not taking action with what you're learning. If you're doing this right now, it's gonna be hurting for you. I'm not certain that you want to see yourself hot in the new economy. So I'll go straight up and let you know what I want to let you know right now. On to the skills that are going to be relevant for you in the next economy. The first of the skills that's most important, it's called investing. Investing, or what you can call having right investments. If you understand how to put money aside and put it into the right vehicles that are going to grow your money for you, let's say at 7% and 8%, 9%, 12%, 15%, 25%, depending on how good your knowledge of investing is, you can actually grow investment up to 4,500, 200%, depending on how good your investment knowledge is. Please, there's a distinction between investment and Ponzi. Investment is not Ponzi. If you put your money in a Ponzi scheme and your money goes woo la woo, boom, that's not an investment. You invest in something that has a product. You don't put your money into an investment that has no product, no service, just a promise of you getting money every single month for doing absolutely nothing. That's a scam. And that's not an investment. That's a scam.
2 main segments of investing, I'll be streaming things down and I'll be talking about them at the same time, is investing in yourself and investing in the business. But I like to describe the human person as a business. The reason being that you yourself a combination of different systems. There's a digestive system, a productive system, different systems in the body, and in the business there's also different systems such as leadership, team, marketing,
and all that. So I like to see and describe the human person as a business. So you have to understand that you as a person, you are the first business you need to invest in. You need to invest in knowledge. You need to invest in personal development. Three things I'm gonna advise you that you can get to invest your money in. Number one is a business. Number one is a business. If you can get yourself into a business, into a high value business. A high value business does not actually need to be an expensive business to get into. A business that's high value is a business that's needed in the times. What kind of business is needed in the times? Businesses such as those which relate with data science, data management. These things are needed right now because the world we're moving into is a world that's based on numbers, a world that's based on statistics, a world that's based on projections. So it will do you some good to get yourself certified and acquire knowledge, useful knowledge, applicable knowledge, knowledge that can be put to work in a field such as data science. This is something you need to look into ASAP. The next thing you could also invest in such as a business is stuff such as agriculture. You can see that with all the coronation and the corona and the COVID-19, even whatever name they gonna call it, one thing we see is people are still getting to eat. As much as there's been reduction in transportation business, but there's not been a reduction in people getting to eat. So if you understand how to launch an online food business, doesn't really mean you're cooking the mala or cooking the radio or cooking stuff like that. You could actually do that. That's gonna fetch you money though, but you could actually also look into something such as a food distribution online business. If you can do that, that's gonna get you ahead. If you can get a move good some kind of to number in little ounces and little kilograms and different quantities, package foods like that, healthy foods, people are gonna be willing to pay you for it. Because people are looking for how to get themselves convenience at the good price and at the highest quality available. Another thing you can get a look at is getting into the field of programming and application development. A lot of people into web design. Please don't go there. You could, if you have the energy to worry yourself, but I'm giving you great advice, you should go to something such as application development, web application development, Android development, iOS development, because this are phases that is actually in need right now. And you need to position yourself to succeed in the new economy, because a few sentences right now, the economies of different countries are going to be put into shambles as money is flowing right now from one direction to another direction, but people are not earning money but are making so much spending right now. I spoke about the other time how the CEO of the Virgin Group and the chairman of the Virgin Group, Richard Branson, spoke about the employees of Virgin going on a break for 8 weeks without getting any salary. That is 2 months without a single salary, and he says they don't know how they would get to cope in this era, because what's going on right now is that they are not making any income. Why are they not making any income? The business of Virgin is focused solely on travel and tourism, and no one is wanting to travel. People are scared. Everywhere is on lockdown. No one wants to visit any new place because they are afraid of getting the COVID-19, as Bobby would call it. So the next thing you need to get yourself acquainted is what is called thought leadership. In this era right now, people are positioning themselves, and you have to position yourself as a thought leader. If you'd want to be relevant in the new economy, you have to position yourself as a thought leader. Gone are the days whereby someone would come out and say, I am a makeup artist, I'm a music producer, I'm a this, I'm a that. Those as not as needed right now as what is called thought leadership. Why did I say this? Anybody can wake up one morning, go to YouTube and spend 5 hours, and before you know, they start becoming good makeup artists. They start understanding how to put shoes together, how to sew clothes, how to do that. But not everyone can get to become a top leader just like that. In this new economy, you need to micro-niche yourself. You'll hear people say that they're top leaders on the subject of faith. Like, did you just hear that right now? Someone is calling themselves a top leader on the subject of faith. So anything about faith, as the extent goes one parallel to another, someone can tell you the origin, what's going on, can pre-predict what's going to happen in that section, in that industry over time. They're top leaders in artificial intelligence. They're top leaders in industries like this. People will become so good. They understand AI, they understand programming, but they're not just programmers. They are top leaders. They understand what's going on in the industry across various countries, across various continents, and they can give you breakdown accurately with numbers, and they are gonna be those who would be positioned to excel in the new economy. I'm sure many of you know who's called John Abidi. John Abidi is a thought leader in new media. He is a thought leader in new media. He owns what's called Headset Africa. So people are positioning themselves. People like Ademi Adewo is a thought leader in online book publishing. She didn't go say she is an author. She said she's a thought leader in online book publishing. So if you're looking for what's going to help you go from point A to point Z in publishing, you can go meet Ademi Adewo. You see that? That's someone segmenting themselves, micro-niching as a thought leader. They can teach you how to write a book. They can teach you how to edit. And they stand in the industry as what? Thought leaders. That's something you need to look into. Find the field that you can stay in and maintain. Someone called Trisha Kwomba is a thought leader in the aspect of training small businesses and sales, growth hacks. You've got to find your area and stay there, build it, speak about it, make all the noise you can about it, because it's who is most spoken about. The people get to move with. Nobody is gonna flow with you if they don't know you. Attention is where money goes. Money would flow where attention is. So you have to establish yourself as a thought leader in this terrain. It's the time to get to position yourself. The education industry is one big industry that's booming year after year. And one thing that's gonna help you position very well in the education industry is not just you being able to say, I can teach you business. Don't come out and say, I can teach you business. Be a thought leader in businesses. For those in the tech industry, be a thought leader for business in fashion, be a thought leader for business economy. That's my niche. So you've got to find your spot and take it. The next thing you have to understand is the third most prominent skill that's going to be useful in the new economy is what I call closing. There's a difference between closing and sales. A salesman shoves a product or service down your throat. A closer helps you understand that you have a problem and gives you and shows you the solution, makes you see yourself at the end point. And if you close a deal and you hear thank you, that means you're a closer. But if you close a deal and someone is feeling bad that they bought from you, you're a salesman. And being a closer involves a couple of things. It involves you being good at negotiation, persuasion, and making excellent copy. I'm not talking about copywriting right now, though copywriting is involved in a way, but not much all in the way. You've got to be able to make wonderful offers, presentations, and get to convince people over the phone, in text, in print, that what you offer is good enough. Because if you cannot get someone to feel convinced to part with the money, then all you've done is engage yourself in a debate. And I'm sure you don't want to make a debate. How long can you make a debate? How much do you have that you can suffice to make a debate and quarrel and go about moving from place to place without having something passed in your pocket? This is the time that you need to set yourself a path. Now, the last thing I'm going to be adding in is the fact that you should understand the art and science of relationship building. The art and science of relationship building. If you can do this good enough, then you'll have no problem in the new economy. Because Jesus said something. He said, make for yourselves friends by unrighteous mammon. Jesus said, make for yourself friends by unrighteous mammon. You've got to find a way to make friends for yourself. Make friends upward and sideward. Some will call it horizontal and vertical integration. You've got to find a way to integrate with people in the society. Make friends with people across different skill set. Don't shoot yourself by networking in just one single industry. You're going to expose yourself for a really bad time. Because what if the industry you spend your time networking in just goes bad, or has a bad day, and doesn't do business for over 6, 7, 8, maybe 1 week or a year? Are you gonna be stuck like that? That's why you need to leverage and on relationships. So that's what I have to tell you, and I'm gonna be making an offer at the end of this. If you'd want to take a course and learn how to network effectively, you want to learn how to invest for profitability, and you want to know what should I invest in, where should I invest my money in, what should I focus, how can I be a thought leader, I'm going to be running an offer right now for you from the 2nd of April to the 17th of April. I'm going to take you by the hand and show you what you need to do step by step. You'll have the chance to communicate with me. You have 10 minutes in a week to communicate with me. You can shoot any questions you have, and there's going to be trainings every single day by 7 to 8 p.m. So I'll take you by the hand and teach you what you need to know. It's just going to go for really, really great deal. It's not going to go for 500,000. No, it's not going to go for 200K. No, it's not going to go for 100,000. Neither is it going to go for 50,000. I'm not going to do that to you. I just want you to have something that is going to be good for you at almost no cost. It's like I'm dashing you a skill that's going to help you. And it's just going to be for the cost of 17,990 only. Offer lasts for only 7 days. If you're interested, send me a DM or make a phone call over to 0803-498-0203. I repeat, 0803-498-0203. One more time, 0803-498-0203. So thank you very much, and see you at the top. This is brought to you by Yeshua Jayan, coming to you from Yale Capital. This is brought to you by Yeshua Jayan, coming to you from Yale Capital. This is brought to you by Yeshua Jayan, coming to you from Yale Capital.